What do unicorns, evil nipples, and talking stuffed animals have in common? Well, usually nothing, to be honest, but we'll discuss their legendary togetherness tonight on this episode of Lasers and Lockets, the podcast all about strong and complex female characters in science fiction and fantasy entertainment. This is episode 32. Editor Lee, to the theme! Welcome back to the show. I'm Lee, your friendly neighborhood host. This episode has been a long time coming, but before we get started, here's some nerdy news.
News.
If you're a fan of the CWDC crossovers, the epic 5-series crossover event starts on December 8th, and the series that will participate this year are Supergirl, Batwoman, The Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow. Make sure you've got your DVR set or access to the CW app so that you can catch all of the event in all of its glory. Since Legends was not included in the crossover last year, I am super excited to see them back in the gang. You can catch the first look on the CW website or YouTube. I'll include a link in the show notes. Next up, Disney Plus launched on November 12th. Have you chosen to subscribe yet? I haven't decided if it's going to be worth it for me or not. I am getting an overload of subscription services, and I know that I love Disney, so I might bundle it with Hulu or something like that. Who knows? Lastly, speaking of Disney Plus, they're streaming Avengers Endgame with a deleted scene following Tony Stark's grown daughter. Featuring Tony Stark's grown daughter. Check out the article in the show notes or watch the deleted scene on Disney Plus. On with the show. If you're a fan of the DC shows on CW, you will know tonight's topic well. Or maybe you haven't given Legends of Tomorrow a chance yet. Hopefully, I can help you explore the incredibly complex female characters on this show and maybe encourage you to give it another try. Legends of Tomorrow was spun off of Arrow and the incredibly talented Katie Lotz at the lead. The series follows a gaggle of time-traveling superheroes called the Legends for short. They travel through time fixing anachronisms and tracking villainous time pirates and criminals across the universe and time. Each season usually centers around one giant threat to the timeline that they're working to overcome. For example, in the last season, magical creatures were released into the world. Oh, and a really nasty demon. And Gary's evil nipple was bitten off by a unicorn. I can't make this stuff up. This series is consistently one of the most enjoyable and funny series on TV. Instead of shying away from its bizarre subject matter, they leaned into it and succeeded in such a brilliant way. The series is full of heart and humor. It's one that I get super excited for each week. The series will be entering its 5th season. I believe it should start around January 2020. That's a few months into the regular season of Supergirl and the new Batwoman. I am sensing an epic crossover, as I mentioned back in the news, and I've been following any sort of news or articles about it that I can get my hands on. All right, enough of the intro. Let's dive into the leading ladies on this delightful series. In a series that lauds the strength of women, this series has no shortage of excellent characters. While the leading ladies haven't remained the same over the course of the past 4 seasons, the writers, directors, actors, and producers have consistently created women who will make you feel brave, powerful, compassionate, courageous, visible, and proud of womanhood. The first character I want to discuss briefly is Amaya. She's no longer on the series. And then we'll discuss Charlie, who is currently on the series. Because in a zippy and unexpected twist, these two very different characters are played by the same talented Maisie Richardson Sellers. Amaya Jiwei, joined the series in season 2 when the Legends found themselves in 1942, or somewhere about there. And if memory serves me correctly, she was on the series until the end of season 3. Amaya was a really interesting character. As part of the original Justice League back in the 1940s, Amaya's world was pretty structured and rather black and white. When she's dropped into the world of the Legends, she has to learn to bend and embrace the chaos of their world. Amaya, or as her superhero name, Vixen, can summon any animal with her spirit totem. There's a really incredible moment when they visit the Ice Age, and Amaya summons a dinosaur to protect them from an actual T-Rex. It's just a visually stunning scene. Amaya was brave and kind and would stop at nothing to protect the timeline and the survival of her people, the people of Zambezi. Eventually, she agrees to go back to her time period to protect her people and so that her line would continue and come into existence. Her granddaughter turns out to be rather important in the superhero world. Next, we have Charlie, who joined the team in season 4. Originally, the team was hunting her. See, Charlie is a creature who can shapeshift into anyone she's seen. She's an anachronism. When they happen upon her, though, she's in the process of carrying out a heist with an interesting group of hooligans in England. In fact, I believe they're stealing some of Queen's prized corgis, if I remember correctly. Of course, Sarah and the team end up capturing her, but they also end up kind of loving her after John Constantine traps her in Amaya's body form. Charlie, to me, is a characterization of someone trying deeply to belong and be seen as something more than just a monster. Charlie is a creature who normally is excellent at showing people their deepest fears. But she doesn't want to hurt the Legends. I think she really fits in well with them because they're all kind of misfits in one way or another. Perhaps that is one of the largest reasons why I have always loved the Legends. I sometimes feel like I don't quite belong anywhere either, but I have always belonged and felt like I belonged with them, metaphorically speaking. Let's move along to discussing Mona. Mona is the epitome of love and openness and acceptance on the show. The way she busts into the series as a delivery person who brings food to the Time Bureau and then ends up getting embroiled in taking care of the magical creatures and Ava gives her a job is pretty much quintessential Legends. Mona sees injustice and wants to right it. Some may see her as naive and ditzy, but I like her reckless optimism in the fine words of Hannah Hart. She sees the best in everyone she meets. It's something I think the world needs. When everyone else feels like there is no hope, Mona will show you the good there, no matter where you're at. Mona gets bit or scratched by a werewolf, affectionately named Wolfie, and she becomes one herself. At first, she's scared and ashamed of her new wolfy self. However, in the super funny episode in which the Legends kidnap Nixon, Sarah talks Mona into accepting herself and not being afraid of her inner darkness. Sarah teaches her to harness her darkness for good, much the way Sarah has learned to do that for herself. Mona's only been on the series a short time, but she's made a powerful impact on the team. My favorite Mona episode is probably season 4, episode 14, Nip Stuck, when Gary tries to nipnotize the whole Time Bureau into doing the bidding of his evil fairy godmother. Nora Dark is the next character I wanted to discuss. Nora came bursting into the series in season 3. Initially a villain, Nora is the ultimate story of redemption in seasons 3 and 4. As a child, her father, the jerk-faced Damien Dark, sold her soul to hell, and Nora grows up to be an evil sorceress. In a zippy and unexpected twist, Damien You know, that phrase is pretty common with the legends. Zippy and unexpected. Anyway, sorry. Damien sees the error of his ways and realizes that love is the only thing that matters. So he exchanges his soul for hers and gives her a second chance at life, at growing up, and at love. The legends are wary of her because, well, she was pretty darn evil at first. She tries to keep Sarah in hell at one time. Raymond sees the good in her, though, and the legends start to trust her bit by bit. As Ray says, Nora isn't a liability, she's a survivor. That really is the essence of Nora. Okay. Ava Sharp. You guys, Ava Sharp is such an interesting character. Is it a spoiler after 2 years? I'm going to have to say no, but you're forewarned anyway. So, Ava is initially antagonistic to the legends. She thinks they're irresponsible, out of control, and ridiculous. In fact, Ava and Sarah have a pretty epic fight scene when Ava comes to the Wave Rider to try to arrest Sarah early on after the legends cause some time problems. Ava is all about the rules and regulations, and she's the perfect Time Bureau agent because of that. The biggest twist is that Ava is a clone from the distant future. Rip found her in the future and brings her back to 2018, and Ava eventually ends up leading the Time Bureau when Rip is ousted from the Bureau and then dies protecting the timeline. One of the most heartbreaking storylines with Ava is when she finally becomes self-aware. She is so uncertain of herself and has a bit of an identity crisis. I'm reminded of Orphan Black a little bit with her storyline, and I just wanted the Clone Club to come and let her know that she's a real person. One of the most heartbreaking quotes is when Sarah finally admits that she loves Ava, and Ava famously replies back, "There is no me to love," and then turns around and just walks off back to the Time Bureau. One of my favorite moments, though, between Sarah and Ava happens in episode 16 of season 3. Ava has just passed out after discovering she's a clone, and she starts to question everything she's ever been told. Ava starts to unravel emotionally. "Are you saying that I'm one of them?" Sarah fires back. "Look, this might be where you're from, but this is not who you are." Ava turns back to Sarah. "Then who the hell am I?" Sarah tries to divert Ava's attention from the clone army that's amassing behind them and delivers an incredibly powerful speech. "You are the same person that you have always been. You are the woman who has worked her way to the top to becoming the head of the Time Bureau. You are extraordinary." Ava counters, "No. My life, my memories, they're all manufactured. They're not real. I'm not even real." Sarah grabs Ava firmly by the shoulders so that she can lock eyes with her, and she says, "Ava, you are real. You are as real as I feel about you." Ava counters back, "How can you even say that when I'm just like one of those things?" Sarah grabs her attention again. "Because I know you, and I know that you are a badass, and you are different." It was a really great moment. I can't tell you how many times I've watched it over and over again. I love these kinds of moments in Legends of Tomorrow. There are so many of them, and it's something that Legends of Tomorrow does so well, heart and soul. One of my favorite Ava episodes is Season 4, Episode 12, The Eggplant, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Only in Legends can an entire episode be centered around Sarah rescuing Ava from a hellish limbo in the form of an IKEA-like store. It's a really great Ava Lance episode. Oh yeah, that's the ship name for them, Ava Lance. Two names. Anyway. Okay, let's carry on with Zari. Zari is one of my favorite legends. She is intelligent, curious, passionate, a great listener, and fiercely loyal. Zari, much like a few of the other legends along the way, is out of her time period. She joins the Legends when they visit 2042, and Amaya eventually persuades her to join them so that she can teach Zari how to use her amulet. Turns out it's one of the six totems of Zambezi. But so she joins them shortly after that, I believe. Zari is very headstrong and butts heads constantly with the Legends in the beginning. She wants to find a way to alter the timeline to save her family's lives. The Legends are adamant about not changing the timeline. But Sarah allows Zari to run simulations, if you will, to see if there's a way to alter the timeline without messing everything up in the future. Zari is really good at figuring out loopholes in the time. For example, at one point, she finds a way for Helen of Troy to disappear because in real time, Helen of Troy disappears. So she finds a way to put her on like Themyscira or something like that. Anyway, Zari is someone who although she's lived her entire life, almost her entire life, in fear, she's willing to consider opening up and loving people and finding a new family in the Legends. She's also quite wise. She's often the one who encourages Sarah to be more open to love, and she also has a lot of great advice for other people on the team too. She sees things that others don't, and she's really good at telling it how it is. I talked about this all the way back in episode 2 of this podcast about Sarah Lance, but Zari and Sarah have a really powerful moment between the two of them in season 3, episode 11, Here I Go Again. Zari gets stuck in a time loop with a Wave Rider, and she's the only one who can remember every time everything gets reset. Eventually, she becomes exhausted and does something drastic to make it stop. Sarah recognizes her despair and says a very simple, "Hey, it's okay, let's talk this one through." Zari tearfully says, "It doesn't matter, you won't believe me." And Sarah says with her signature compassion, "Try me." Sarah listens to Zari's problem without judgment, proving to an unsure Zari that the Legends genuinely care about her. If you haven't watched that episode yet, I highly recommend it. I'll say it time and time again. That's one thing that is really incredible about this series. The heart it exhibits. It makes you feel things even if half the crew are still rocking their sweet disco pantsuits from Saving Studio 54. Zari, as I mentioned before, is incredibly intelligent. I love to see a geeky hacker girl being the one who solves a lot of the technologically based puzzles on the ship. I can't speak too much more about her character, though, as she's a vital part of Season 4's storylines, but just know that she's a powerful character, and she'll probably be one of your favorites, too. Lastly, I just wanted to do a brief update on Sarah Lance. I did a whole episode about her back in Episode 2, The Nine Lives of Sarah Lance, so if you haven't had an opportunity to pop back and listen to that, definitely do. But Sarah has continued to evolve over the seasons. If you're new to this podcast, again, pop back and check that one out and then come back to this one. I have loved watching Sarah evolve over the course of the 4 seasons. She's grown into such a self-assured young woman. Sarah was always brave and strong and compassionate, but the complexity of her character has continued to develop. One of the things they've explored more and more is Sarah being brave in her personal relationships and focusing on thriving, not just surviving. While her world is not really particularly stable, she has worked on building stable relationships. And maybe that's what's most inspirational about Sarah's character in these later seasons. It's really the people that matter, not where you are. You can build a tribe of people no matter where you are. Sarah has a really powerful exchange between herself and Nyssa in Season 1, Episode 13, I believe. Nyssa sees Sarah for the first time after she was brought back to life, and she says, "You will leave this place behind and live a life unburdened by your past." Sarah, feeling uncertain, responds, "That's easier said than done." Nyssa, with the wisdom beyond her years, as usual, replies back, "Anything worth doing always is." I love that quote so much, And it's such an important thing for us to remember, too. Sarah's sense of humor has also developed even more over the past couple of seasons. I love her one-liners and her banter with Ava and the others on the team. Probably one of my favorite episodes with Sarah is Season 4, Episode 10, The Getaway. It shows a good range of Sarah Rich's story, and they also kidnap Nixon, so it's pretty hilarious. Episode 13 of Season 4, Egg McGuffin, is also a super funny episode and really a lot of fun with Sarah. Overall, I am so excited to see where they go in Season 5. Legends of Tomorrow is consistently one of my top two favorite TV series on the air right now. It will make you laugh and possibly even cry from time to time. It is so much fun and so full of heart. I highly, highly recommend you give it a try. I believe you will find a new group of time-traveling friends to adventure with each week. All right, episode question, gentle listeners. If you could step into the role of one of the legends, who would it be and why? I would love to be Zari. Or maybe Ava. They would be such interesting characters to play. I can't wait to hear your responses. Tweet them to me over on our Twitter, @LasersLockets, or you can share them over on our Discord channel. The link is in the show notes. We also now have a Lasers and Lockets Instagram page, so if you want to join us over there, I believe that I will leave the link to that in the show notes so you can look us up there too. And that's it for this episode of Lasers and Lockets. We'll catch you back here in a couple of weeks. Until then, hug your Bebo doll, join your favorite legends on the Wave Rider, and if Gary tries to hypnotize you, look away! Look away! Get your nerd on and be awesome. All right.